This is Marcia Egan with another podcast in my series called Great Points. Welcome to our inaugural podcast. Yes, we are podcasting from Nantucket Island, home of the Great Point Lighthouse, hence the name Great Points for our podcast series. We're really happy that you've joined us, and we're going to jump right into it today. I'd like to talk a little bit about success and self-confidence. Here's one of the reasons that self-confidence is the key to helping you succeed. So many people suffer from issues with self-confidence. The more confident you are, the less you will rely on strategies that please others. I'm going to say that again. The more confident you are, the less you'll rely on strategies that please others. I've seen so many people that have been victim to it myself, where you can take an action not because you truly believe it's the right thing to do, but you take that action, because you're looking for some approval or validation or acceptance from someone else. Don't tell me you haven't done it. I think everybody on this earth has done this at one time or another. The point is, when you're doing that, it is, I guess you might call it a slightly needy behavior. And I'm not saying that it's wrong. I'm just saying that some people may need it or want it more than others. When your ability to consider a situation is, I guess the word would be marred by the need to please other people, or maybe to please the boss, or to please whoever, your spouse, your children, you might make a wrong decision. And I guess the other way to say that is that when that happens, if your judgment's clouded, you're not being true to yourself. That's one of the reasons that self-confidence can be an ally in your path to personal and professional success. That's why self-confidence is important. Self-confidence allows you to, I guess you'd say, rise above the need so that you can think clearly. Clear thinking is really, really important in any endeavor that you want to improve upon. When you are thinking clearly and can clearly consider the options at hand without needing to please someone, you can be much more effective. So this is a success factor that does require some caution. When you take action, it's better to think what's right than what will they think of me. Think about that. Until next time.